Let's talk about a mocker. He who corrects a mocker invites insult. He who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. Don't reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Proverbs 9:7-8. Leaders have an obligation to unlock and realize the potential of those under their authority. They do that through serving, guiding, and encouraging, but also through challenging and stretching. Every so often, we need to reprove, correct, and bring discipline. Sometimes as Christians, we are reluctant to engage in this way. I think that is more as a result of an error in Christian culture rather than a true biblical understanding. Being nice is not Christian if it isn't an abdication of our responsibility to confront, reprove, and correct. Yes, it must be done with godly wisdom and in a spirit of reconciliation and service to the individual involved. But done, it must be. Notice the reaction here is not related to the rebuke, but to the character of the recipient. Obviously, that is assuming it is done in a wise and reasonable way by someone fully aware of their own need for grace. The wise will respect and respond to the reproof. The mocker and scoffer will not. Sometimes discernment of character ahead of time will avoid unnecessary confrontation. Quick prayer. Help me to see who is wise and who is not, and give me the courage to correct when led by you. Amen.